Hey there, I'm Sandy Scarlatta, and welcome to the Happiness Solve podcast. Twice a week, we explore the journey to finding true happiness by sharing inspiring stories, practical tips, and insightful conversations with some of today's leading experts. But we don't just scratch the surface. We dive deep into the real grit of what it takes to live a genuinely happy life. Whether you're looking to improve your well-being, enhance your relationships, or simply add more joy to your life, you're in the right place. So grab your favorite beverage, get comfortable, and let's dive into today's episode. Because happiness is a choice, and the choice is yours.
Jamie Lee Silver, such a pleasure to have you on today. Thank you so much for being here. How are
you? Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, this is great. I'm so excited to be talking to you. And for the audience, Jamie Lee Silver is known as the Grief to Gratitude Guru and is an expert in utilizing EFT tapping and energetics to bring peace to the heart and peace of mind to people. I did not read that correctly. To bring peace of being, peace of heart, and peace of mind to people who are moving through grief.
Woo. Beautiful.
That was a little bit of a twister for me. All right. So your story's heavy. And can you just tell the audience how you became to be known as the Grief of Gratitude Guru?
Sure. And yeah, you know, you're so right, Sandy. My story is heavy, but I'm not. Like, my spirit isn't.
Right.
And the reason that I do this is to help people to see and to experience and to feel that they can turn poison into medicine, that they can make meaning from whatever it is they've experienced. And in my case, my passion, of course, is helping people who have experienced maybe not exactly what I experienced, but something that really is heavy, and to get their lives back afterwards. And that's the purpose of what I'm doing here. And my story is that being a mom was my favorite thing in the whole wide world. I had two wonderful boys, Aaron, who is in Portland now. I'm going to be visiting him soon, and he's an amazing doctor and my very, very good friend. And Ben, who was my baby, and Ben was my poet and singer and songwriter and just natural comic timing, just like we laughed, and he was just delightful. And he was delightful around everyone he was with. He always had a big smile on his face. And he was a star runner and brought his team to state over and over and over again in Downers Grove, Illinois. And he wanted a scholarship, full scholarship to college in an A1 school, which he earned. But once he got there, it was like his body had run its course. Something was wrong with his ankle, which nobody could ever figure out. He lost his scholarship and just ended up getting diagnosed with late onset schizophrenia. And the next 2.5 years are really, they were just the worst time in my life. And every morning I woke up, what can I do to keep my son alive? What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? And the thing is, he had schizophrenia, and his form of schizophrenia, he was convinced that they were going to kill him. They, who knows?
Right.
They were going to catch him and kill him, and it wasn't going to end well. So actually, every time, and there were many times that over a 6-month period that he really wanted to end his life. When he finally did, of course, as the human me, I was devastated. But as the spiritual me, I could feel that he wasn't in this mental spiritual anguish anymore. And I, as a 30-year practicing Buddhist, I have this way of living my life that's called turn poison into medicine. And I had just discovered EFT tapping before Ben got sick. I used it throughout his illness. And then in the aftermath, I moved to Florida from the Chicago area. And I really dedicated myself to going to the best school there is around EFT tapping and worked on healing my own anguish, my own I wish I had's, my own if only it could have, all of that. And I came out the other side and now am dedicated to helping others.
Mm. Wow. So my brother died when I was 12. It was 2 weeks before my 13th birthday. And
Sandy.
And I watched my mom, you know, and I just told you I take care of my mom today. You know, she kind of checked out for a while, you know, for probably 10 years. And she had 5 children. And I remember her always being there, right? But it was like, I remember her sitting there, she'd have a cigarette in one hand, a cup of coffee in the other, and she would like push the dollar across the counter, because that was my lunch money. Mm. And like, I didn't know what to do, right? Well, fast forward to when my son was born. And within the first 10 minutes, it was the most overwhelming feeling of love. And then came the fear.
I know. I had the same.
The fear of exactly what you're talking about. And it's like, I just don't know how, you know, I know my mom, she, you know, she's 83. She moved on. I just don't know how it's even possible. And yes, audience, I am choking up a little bit here because I'm a crybaby and that's okay. most of it's hormonal, right?
Exactly.
But it was hard for me not to start crying just as you were talking about it, because the courage, I just look at you and I'm like, the courage that you have to come onto a podcast and talk about this. And thank you for what you're doing, because we need people like you. Because for me, I would feel like my life would be over, right? I don't know, because we don't know what we don't know, but God forbid anything happened to my son, who turns 24 in 2 weeks. I just don't even know if I could keep going. I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
It's so devastating. So thank you for being here, and thank you for being so vulnerable and sharing your story. Let's switch gears and make this more positive, because I do agree, you know, obviously your son is not in pain like he was. And I know that's the most horrible thing to say, right? When somebody passes, oh, they're not in pain anymore. But in some cases, it's really very true.
Hey, everyone. Today, I'm thrilled to share something truly special with you. Have you ever felt like you're just scratching the surface of your potential? Or maybe you're looking for ways to bring more balance and fulfillment into your life. If that resonates with you, then I have an event you won't want to miss. Introducing the Holistic Life Mastery event, live and in person, November 7th through 9th at the beautiful La Quinta Hotel outside of Palm Springs, California. This isn't just another seminar. It's a transformative experience designed to help you unlock your full potential, cultivate a holistic approach to life, and achieve mastery in every area that matters to you. Imagine spending 2.5 days surrounded by like-minded individuals, all committed to personal growth and conscious living. You'll have the opportunity to learn from world-renowned speakers, engage in powerful workshops, and gain practical tools that you can apply immediately to your life. Plus, our keynote speaker is Emmy Award-winning producer, actor, and author of The Way of the Cobra, Sean Kanan. You may have seen him in the number one Netflix series, Cobra Kai. Whether you're looking to enhance your personal well-being, improve your professional skills, or find more joy and purpose, the Holistic Life Mastery event has something for everyone. Our speakers are leaders in their fields, covering topics from peak performance and mindfulness to business psychology to relationships. And the best part, this event is designed to cater to all aspects of your life. It's about creating holistic balance, mind, body, and spirit. You'll leave feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take on the world with a renewed sense of purpose with a plan of action. So mark your calendars and join us for an unforgettable experience. You'll find the registration link in the show notes. Don't wait. Spaces are limited and filling up fast. Remember, this is your chance to invest in yourself and your future. The Holistic Life Mastery event is more than just a workshop. It's a stepping stone to the life you've always dreamed of.
How do you use your spirituality to help you be okay with this and to be able to say that, you know, like,
well, for me and many of you out there who have lost loved ones, and first, just let me add about your mom, Sandy, is that when this happened, and I thought, because I was such a spiritual person my whole life, I literally thought nothing bad was going to ever happen to me. Right. Like, this was unfathomable. It truly was. But right in front of me, there opened up this hole in the ground, this chasm. And I knew that there were probably many people who just slipped down that hole. And I knew many of those who may be parents might have other children. And I've always seen my work as my hand reaching down into that and just saying, no, you can live in hope and happiness. And I've proven that over and over with my clients. I have great compassion for what you and your mom have been through. In answer to your question, so when Ben, as I say, gained his angel wings of his own accord, he got his way. He'd been working on this, and he got his way. I could feel him, and I knew that the love, that complete and utter, we adored each other. And I knew that love hadn't gone anywhere. Right. That love, that essence of who he was right here. So I did what, you know, any writer and believer of the spiritual life might do, is I sat down and wrote to him. And I said to him, you know, you got your way, you ended your torturous road, and you will have all of us praying for you and chanting for you. And I asked him, write through me, laugh through me, live your happiness all around me. I know you never meant to hurt me, not ever. Maybe you're sitting next to me right now. What do you have to say? And I kept my, and this is our Forever Ben, our book of poetry from our first year. And I kept my pen on the paper and listened for his voice. And I just heard him really clearly say, Mom, I did it. I meant to do it at the time. And I knew it would make you sad, but somehow I still had to do it. I could not say no. And this story is not yet written, is not yet told, will be. My life and death have meaning, not had.
It has meaning. Yeah, it has.
Yes. Dearest mom, my closest friend, my absolute love, don't despair. I know you will create a life of meaning, of love, of warmth and creativity. Together we will live on. Together we will always live on. Enjoy the sun. Enjoy this day. Enjoy your life. Your forever Ben. And then every other time I sat down to write to him, I just listened and trusted that the words that I were hearing through his voice were words that he meant to say, and they're universal. They're not just for me, they're for everybody.
Right. Oh. So I had a conversation recently with someone, and I'm trying to remember who it was. It wasn't on a podcast. I was talking with someone. And I said, you know, I've always kind of felt that suicide is a very selfish act. And the person, I can't remember who it was, they're like, no, it's not. And it was really interesting. Do you want to explain that?
Yeah. And at one point that came up after Ben died, that somebody said that it was a very selfish act. And actually somebody who knew Ben countered it and said, you know, no, in many ways, if a person wants to take their own life, they may feel that they're a burden to their family. And they may be so scared, so unhappy, so sad that they really do not feel that they need hope. And putting selfishness into that equation, it doesn't compute. It should not be there.
Well, and as this person said, I think it, geez, this is really bugging me, because I normally remember who I'm talking in these conversations, but it was put in the context of something like, because we were talking about a specific person that they knew that had recently taken their life. And it was kind of like that when a human reaches the point where they want to take their own life, they are in so much pain.
Yeah, exactly.
That they just want the pain to stop. And they're not thinking about their mom or their boyfriend or sister or girlfriend or family. They're just thinking about, they just want this pain to stop. And it's the only way they know. And that really was so helpful for me, because I honestly, you know, thankfully, I do not have anybody close in my life that has ever taken their own life. My older brother attempted, mm-hmm. and sadly, my mother found him and called the ambulance.
Oh.
That would have been just like, come on. Like that was one thing. I mean, my brother doesn't listen to my podcast, and I don't care if he hears it. That was really upsetting to me, because I was like, how dare you? Right? Because I was like, you left yourself where mom can find you, and she already buried her other child like 5 years ago. Like, come on, right? But he was in a lot of pain too. He was diagnosed with bipolar. He is now doing phenomenal. Has been on medication. Well, he was homeless for decades. You know, I mean, my older brother died in 1978, and my older brother just could never, you know, just couldn't move forward with his life, and was homeless and all of that. But he's great today. But it was just, and I think maybe that's where I get that from, that it was selfish, because I was like, how could you do this to mom? And she found you, and you were almost dead, and you know. So anyway, it is. Mental health is such a it's such a terrible thing. And thank you again for being here. Yeah.
Thank you. You bring up such a good point. And EFT, emotional freedom techniques, what it helps do is, like, there are people who have lost loved ones to suicide, who are angry as all get out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are people who are angry at themselves, which, of course, was my problem. I really had to tap on all the things I wish I could have. But honestly, it was out of my hands. And what Ben tells me is that this was the plan. 22 years was it. And my work that I'm doing now to help other people, that was the plan. I don't know, but that's what he tells me. And with EFT tapping, what we do is we take those emotions, and what we do is tap on certain parts of the body. And this is what I do. I teach people how to do this, and I do it with them via Zoom all over the world. Because what it has the power to do is take that emotion, whatever it is, guilt or anger, and as we're tapping and voicing it and saying, giving it a voice and saying, I deeply and completely love, honor, and respect myself, or whatever version of that feels best to the person who's tapping, that emotion just starts lifting like this. And what happens, and definitely happened for me, was that I started thinking more clearly. And there may be some of your listeners here who have experienced how that kind of a traumatic death, and death can be traumatic in various different ways, as can divorce, as can accidents. I work with people in all those realms. And you get your thinking capacity back, because that kind of trauma, then it sends the hormone. Suddenly it's gone out of my mind, but it's like it takes your brain offline. And when you start tapping, you get your brain back. And mine came back better than ever, despite the fact I couldn't remember that word.
It's okay. You know, the thing is that, you know, you call yourself the grief of gratitude guru. Okay. And the thing is grief comes in many different sizes, shapes and sizes and forms. And it doesn't have to be a death of another person. You know, you can grieve. You know, I left corporate America last year. And that was a grieving process, right?
Sure.
After being at a company for 7.5 years, and I left to be a full-time podcaster. You know, you grieve in so many different ways. So can you just dive in a little bit deeper as to how the tapping works?
Sure.
So that people understand. I mean, I understand what it is, but yeah.
Yeah. So what happens when we have, and I'm going to use the word trauma here, when we have emotions, Gary Craig, who was one of the first people who really worked with tapping and set the protocols many of us use right now. He said that any negative emotion is a disruption in your body's energy system.
Absolutely.
So what we do by tapping is take that disruption, call it by its name, identify where it lives in our body, which was a revelation to me. Until I started tapping, I did not know that emotions live in our body. And what we do is we tap, say, this anger in my stomach, and name the specific time that we're thinking about that anger in our stomach. And when we start, we stay close to the here and now. Like, you know, what was it in the last few days that might have made you frustrated? And it may be a boss, it may be a car. And then we start gently working with your nervous system. And as we tap, you're sending signals that it can calm down, that it can get out of fight, flight, or freeze.
Right.
And as we work with the nervous system, just you start to come back, which is why I say you can get your life back through tapping. And it's such a joy to watch people do. And it is actually, I'm not sure if it sounds fun when I'm talking about it, but it actually is really fun because in each session, there's a release. And as that release happens, many of my clients are like, wow, I didn't know I could do that. You know, and it's, yes, you can. Working with your body, release negative emotions, and then, of course, bring positive emotions in.
Oh, gosh, that's amazing. And I want to share, when you talk about the body, storing it. And I think when we talked yesterday, I think I was telling you about this, that for years, leading up to like from the beginning of September, my brother died on September 30th, 1978. Leading up to that, I didn't know what was wrong, but I would kind of go through a little bit of a depression. And it was probably 3 decades went by and I didn't connect it. You know, and I've since worked through it. And now I'm aware. And once you're aware of it, you're like, oh, that's what that is. I'm okay. You know, now like it's fine. It doesn't affect me anymore because I'm aware of it. I'm aware of that's what's going on.
Wow.
But yeah. For years, I was like, why? Because it's right before my birthday. And I'm like, why do I get so sad before my birthday? I just never put the two together.
Wow. Yeah.
But your body remembers a trauma. And you know, and speaking of trauma, no matter when somebody dies that's close to you, that's traumatic. It doesn't have to be a tragic death.
Right.
It's still trauma. I mean, trauma comes in so many shapes and sizes. And I'm bringing that up, Jamie Lee, because I had PTSD from experiencing my brother dying. And for so long, I would minimize it. I'm like, well, I have a form of PTSD because I felt like PTSD was reserved for only our soldiers who were overseas fighting. And that, so my PTSD is nothing compared to what they went through.
Yeah.
And I learned that no, trauma is trauma. It doesn't matter. It comes in all shapes and sizes.
Yep.
And if it's the first time you've ever felt it, it's real and it's a big deal.
Oh, yeah. And it lives inside your body.
That's right.
You know, I didn't know there was something called the freeze response.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just fight or flight. But then, you know, of course, as I've learned and become trauma-informed in the various courses that I've taken.
Right.
And I once worked with a woman whose daughter died in childbirth.
Mm.
So every time.
My daughter was giving birth? Or
Yes, and the child lived.
Oh, that's so tough.
Every time it was time to celebrate her grandchild's birthday, she would kind of go offline and all that. She just, it was very difficult for her to, go through those motions. And we worked together and we worked what I call future tapping. So it's like imagining what it was like kind of each step of the way and taking each one of her fears and tapping before it happens for anticipatory grief. And she told me it was the best birthday she'd ever had.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Granddaughter. Yeah.
That's so beautiful. All right. Well, the last thing I want to talk about is that you founded a nonprofit called Ben's Memorial Mile, and you've raised more than $150,000 for the National Alliance for Mental Illness and the Body and Brain Behavior Institute for brain research to cure schizophrenia. That's incredible. Tell us a little bit more about that and how people can find you to donate.
You can go to bensmemorialmile.com. The pictures of our last race, which was just August 10th, just happened, are on there. And first of all, I want to say that I take very little credit for this. I mean, the first couple of years, I was really, but now the committee that is, that creates it, they're the ones that really do the lion, that huge amounts of work. But it's so much fun. It's in Downers Grove, Illinois, where I raised Aaron and Ben. And it is this warm, fun family festival that kids come out to walk or run with their parents. And then we had music all day long at the band shell in Fischel Park. We had National Alliance of Mental Illness, Hope for the Day, kids booths, all this stuff. And it's just so Ben.
Oh, I love it.
So Ben, we welcome everybody with hugs if they're huggers, and people look forward to it year after year after year, and it's building in momentum.
Oh, I love that. Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. Jamie Lee, this is awesome. Is there anything else that you'd like to share before we...
You had asked me to share some happiness tips that your audience could use. And I want to take a moment to mention a couple of them that have really served me. Okay. One of them is, and you're going to say, I've heard this before, because you have heard this before, but it really works, is writing a list of 10 gratitudes in the morning when you wake up. Even if it's things like, I feel grateful that I opened my eyes today and that I can see and that I can, you know, talk, or just like, it can be like fundamental about your life, but it will start your day on a pickup. It really will.
Sure.
Yes. Music and dancing, put on some music and dance. Moving our bodies helps to unstuck the stuck energy. Plus, music makes us happy. So I would recommend that.
And dance like nobody's watching.
I
dance like nobody's watching all the time. And usually people are watching, but I don't care.
You know, I could tell that about you. You're so free in your body. Yeah, I love that. That's great, Sandy. And if you have an emotion that you are uncomfortable, first of all, it's really, really important to work with a practitioner. As an energy healer myself, I feel the energy that's going on with my clients. And I know exactly, I intuit where we need to go and what would best serve them. So I really recommend, if it's not me, you find a practitioner. And the other thing is, when you're tapping, to just say, even though I feel this way, even though I feel this anger, it's okay to feel the way I feel. And it's okay to release it.
Yeah. That's, you know, so many. Oh, first, thank you, Jamie. Those were incredible. And I hope everybody found value in that. And those are amazing things that you can apply in your life right now. And I just want to add on to that, because I think that society, and I don't know if it's, you know, school or parents or just culture, I don't know what it is, but somewhere along the line, I know I was told, and I feel like, you know, it's not okay to get angry. You can't be angry. No, folks, it's okay to be angry. It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to have grief. It's okay to get frustrated. You are human. We are all human. Unfortunately, we're human. We're humans that are just doing instead of humans that are being. Right. And we want to get back to that being, that human being, by using methods like Jamie Lee offers with the EFT tapping, because that's another way to just learn how to, when you, because we're going to get triggered. The triggers are never going to go away. Right. We're going to keep getting triggered multiple times a day. Yeah, it's going to happen. And it's what you choose to do with it that matters. But I like to throw that in. It just, people just let yourself off the hook. It's okay to experience. And on one of my episodes here, I had somebody who wrote the book, The Science of Happiness. I can't remember his name. I've interviewed like 370 people. But he talks about how science has proven that the happiest people are those that experience the full range mm-hmm. of emotions. Mm-hmm. And you got to feel it. And I know that just gave me so much grace, because it's like, you know what? It's okay. okay. So and not to shame myself for it, right?
So important. Yeah. So important.
Oh, Jamie Lee, this has been such an amazing conversation. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing. Everybody, check out Jamie Lee Silver. Her website is tapforhappiness.com. On LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram, she's Jamie Lee Silver. And all of those links are in the show notes as well.
And something just for your listeners, if you send me an email at tapforhappiness@gmail.com, I'll send you a PDF of our poetry.
Book. Jamie Lee sent that to me yesterday, and I can't wait to dive in.
There you go.
Thank you, Jamie Lee. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And everyone, have a great day, and may you always have lasting peace and happiness in your life. Thanks, everyone. Bye.